It's Abu here. You're probably wondering, what's different around here? And the answer is everything. I took the last year off, not just from podcasting, but from everything. I needed a reset. Last year was one of the hardest years of my life. And as you know, life doesn't just throw one thing at a time at you. It hits you with everything all at once. I hit a mental roadblock, my business hit a wall, and then I faced an unimaginable loss of someone I deeply loved. I had a reset. I went deep, asking myself, what's wrong with me? What did I do to deserve this? I struggled with grief, with loss, with relationships, with business, and family. I was operating from a place of seeking permission. Permission to let go, permission to step back, permission to prioritize myself. And then it hit me. You don't need anyone's approval to take the next step. You don't need permission to be a CEO. But you do need the tools, the mindset, and the support to lead in a way that doesn't cost you your peace. It took me over a decade to truly figure this out. And now, I'm ready to keep going, sharing what's worked, what hasn't, and everything I'm still learning along the way. So if you're ready, and I know I am, hit subscribe, leave a review, and share this with someone who needs to hear it. Because this isn't just my journey, it's ours. Lastly, I just want to thank everyone that reached out to me over the last year just to check on me, make sure I was doing good. I truly appreciate the support, and I look forward to continue building more deep connections with you all. This is the Powered AF Podcast, a show about visionaries, high performers, and entrepreneurs, and their stories on how they push past fear, overcome imposter syndrome, and navigate through the mental roadblocks in order to achieve the highest level of success. And I'm your host, Abu Fofana. Hey, welcome back to the Powered AF Podcast. I'm super excited to have you all here. Man, there's just a lot to go through. We hit our 50th episode, last episode as you look back, and then we kind of took a pause right after that. And there's been a lot going on my end. You know, life happens, you know, things happen, and you know, you experience things and you try to bounce back, right? Over the last few weeks since we hit our 50th episode, there's been a lot happening. And I know you know exactly what I'm talking about, where you're running, you're hitting your stride, and then all of a sudden, out of nowhere, things you don't even account for, and you don't account for how it will affect you mentally and physically and spiritually and et cetera. It happens, and then you're like, wait a second, now I got to start back all over again and building this momentum. So that's what it felt like. Felt like hitting a wall and then, you know, trying to get your body back off the wall and off the ground and standing up straight and then, you know, moving and then walking and then jogging and then running again. That's what it sort of feels like. So for those of you that don't know, my name is Abu and I am your host. I started this podcast for a few reasons. The first reason was to capture the conversations that I was having with people, my friends that were, you know, striving towards the thing that they were called to do. And I believe you're called to do multiple things, right? I don't believe you're only called to do one thing in life. I think in life, there are moments where you're called to do several different things, right? Again, in life, you're called to do several different things. I don't think it's just one thing that you're called to do. I never believed that notion. I believe you could do multiple things in your lifetime. You may not be able to do all of them at once, but you could do all of them still, right? Someone used to always tell me that, like, Abu, I see you're trying to do everything at once. And, you know, you could do it all, but you can't do it all at once. And that's what they were trying to tell me. And I didn't really understand that until years later. So shout out to that person that told me that, you know who you are. And so hit my stride, life happens, getting back up and asking myself more and more important questions. You know, I was just a few hours ago, I was just on a call with a student, you know, someone who I've been working alongside for a few years, mentoring, advising, etc. And she felt like she took a long pause and it's so hard to get back going. you know, she took a long pause and, you know, she's like, I'm just getting back into the groove of things. And it's challenging getting back into the groove. And that's what I want to talk about, right? What happens when you're trying to get back into the groove and things just aren't working the way as it once was, you know, and should things work the way that it once was, right? Maybe you were overworked the way it was before. And so when we say, I wish things just go back to being normal, like what does that even mean? And is normal something that we even want to achieve? Maybe we want to achieve something that's excellent. Maybe we don't want to go back to normal. We want our normal to look a lot different. So I'm talking to my friend and, you know, they're telling me that, you know, I just had a baby. I took time off and I'm starting to come back into work and then, you know, it's not the same as it once was, right? I'm trying to get things back to normal. And I'm like, I don't know if normal with everything that's going on with you, you know, I don't think of normal as what you actually want, right? Because you are working extremely hard. You are working yourself and now life looks different. The question is, how different do you want it to look, right? How different do you want your life to look moving forward? And I think a lot of times we're so focused on getting things back to normal, we're only looking backwards, right? Getting things back to normal means we're only looking backwards. We're looking backwards and saying, I wish it was like that. Where in reality, we should be looking ahead and say, you know what? This is what I want it to look like moving forward. And we never take an accountability or we never take self-inventory to see how we want to start living life. Right? Again, how we want to start is the key word, living life moving forward. And you could start living life many times in a lifetime, right? You could decide that whatever has happened up to this point, that's the end of that chapter. And now I'm going to start a new chapter and I'm going to start living this new way. You know, that was my challenge to her. I don't want you to look backwards when you're looking at normal, right? Normalcy. I want things to go back and be normal, right? I want you to look forward and notice how normal starts changing. Notice how normal starts changing when you start looking forward. And so this was what I was trying to tell her because this is something I had to learn. You know, I had to learn every time I started and stopped. I had to learn anytime life got interrupted life interrupted me and my life got interrupted. Every time these things happen, whenever I had to come back, I had to ask myself, how do I want it to be different this time, right? How do I want it to be different? And I think that's most important. So wherever you are, maybe you're someone that's just coming back from maternity leave, right? Maybe you're someone that's just closed a past chapter. Maybe you're someone that's looking to, you know, change your life and want it to look different, right? What are you going to do differently? You have to ask yourself, how are you going to start working towards that? Not normalcy, not what it was before, but how are you going to start working towards that? It's really, really important that you're always taking self-inventory of where you've been, but most importantly, where are you trying to go? Again, where are you trying to go? And so this is a really great conversation we're having, and I felt it in my heart to share this message because I know many people are like me, many people are like her, many people experience these things where they are coming back and they're trying to figure out, what does that look like, right? They're coming back and they may be procrastinating or, you know, they may not be where they want to be because what normalcy was and what it was before wasn't actually the best way it needed to be. They're procrastinating because they don't want to get back to normalcy, right? They remember how hard they were working, right? They want it to look different. So you need to ask yourself, well, how are you going to start working towards different? And so that's what I wanted to talk about during this episode. Going to start recording episodes more frequently, backing up and running again. So this is just, you know, this is just a sample, right? This is just me putting myself out there, hitting the record button and not looking back, not saying, you know what, let me make sure everything is perfect before I put out another episode. No, forget that, right? Let me make sure you know that, you know, the P's and Q's. Let me make sure, you know, I'm dotting the I's. And no, none of that. This is me saying, you know what? Done is better than perfect. You know what? Trying is better than failing, right? Or trying is better than not starting at all. And so this is me recording this episode, getting back out there, dipping my toes, getting my feet wet, right? Whatever the analogy is, and getting started, because I want it to look different this time around as I'm recording these episodes as well. As always, look down at the show notes. Check out what we have going on. If you have any questions for the podcast, go ahead and ask that question in the show notes. I think I link to the website, and you could ask me a question, things you may be dealing with, etc. But thank you all for tuning into this week's episode, and I will see you during the next episode. All right. Thank you for joining us at the Powered AF podcast. Make sure to visit our website and make sure to follow our podcast anywhere you listen to the podcast to make sure you never miss a show. And please, 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 if you enjoyed this episode and this show, please make sure to leave us a review. It really, really does help. And last thing, if you're interested in this freebie that I just released, I want you to check this out. Recently, I put together a free online training on how to 10x your sales online. This is for business owners who are struggling with making consistent sales online. Whether you run a product or service-based business, this is the perfect training for you. The free training is still up, and you can access it by going to poweryourlaunch.com/pod. Again, poweryourlaunch.com/pod. That's P-O-D. All right. Thanks again for listening in. I'll see you during our next show.